today's psychology podcast, we're going to be looking at the psychology of humor. With us, we have Dr. Rod Martin, Dr. Lee Sherman, and comedian Seth Whiteberg. Dr. Martin is a professor at the University of Western Ontario and author of the book The Psychology of Humor, An Integrative Approach. Dr. Sherman is a professor of educational psychology and associate of the Center of Human Development, Learning, and Teaching at Miami University, Ohio. And Seth Whiteberg is a comedian for Chicago's Second City. So Seth, what makes something funny?
I think from the standpoint of what I do with sketch comedy and improvisation, what I find is that a lot of it has to do with recognition and an audience's ability to recognize what you're talking about. But then what actually makes it funny is your ability to give it some perspective.
Dr. Sherman, does the perspective of the joke change based on region?
Sometimes the jokes have different characters in them, but it's sometimes the same humor mechanism going on. I'm saying sort of two things now. We have regional elements of humor, and yet sometimes the architectural structure of the joke still stayed the same.
Is there a downside to joking?
Many times joking has a target. There's a butt of the joke. And when you're in the in-group, you might be telling jokes about some other group you're in competition with. They become the butt of the joke. And joking has, in a sense, a socially facilitating effect within the group. But we began to see this as creating a sort of a competitive aspect to intergroup relations.
So, Dr. Martin, it sounds like humor can affect our relationships with other people.
Some people are able to use humor in very positive ways for enhancing relationships and coping with stress. But other people can be just as funny, but their humor tends to be more aggressive, more sarcastic, and put down kinds of humor. And they use humor as a way of creating a distance from other people or manipulating people or dominating over people. And we also found that some people have a sort of a neurotic style of humor that tends to be very excessively self-disparaging. And again, they can be very funny, but they use humor in a way that is at their own emotional expense.
Are there ways that humor can help a person?
I would say that there are three main ways that humor does that. One is emotional. I see humor as being essentially an emotional phenomenon. Stress obviously involves negative emotions, depression, and anxiety. And so if we're experiencing humor, that positive emotion can reduce the negative emotions that might be associated with stress. The second beneficial effect of humor is more cognitive. It has to do with our perceptions of our life situation. Thirdly, is the social or interpersonal aspect of it. I see humor as being fundamentally a social activity. We almost never laugh when we're all by ourselves. It's usually when we're with other people that we engage in humor and laughter.
Dr. Sherman, is it possible for some people to not have a sense of humor?
Actually, I would not believe that could be the case. Part of the human condition, I think, is that we are humorous, and it's the notion of the group and the atmosphere which begins to tell the joke back and forth.
So Seth, is there a style of humor that people want more?
The most interesting sort of truth I've seen is in regards to what we refer to as blue humor, which is sexual or curse word laden stuff, dirtier humor basically. And what's interesting to me about that is, A, how much they want it, it seems, especially when we improvise. We so often are dealing with, I mean, we could be at a nun convention and they'd yell out dildo and gynecologist as suggestions.
Thank you, Dr. Martin, Dr. Sherman, and Seth. Humor and joking is a part of our everyday life, and even if it doesn't seem like it, everybody has a sense of humor. Even though it can be used at the expense of others or yourself, more often it can help to enhance your relationships, deal with negative emotions such as stress, or even give you a different perspective on a situation. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcasts, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Liz Schmidlin and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.